Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, June the 22nd. Thursday, June the 22nd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, 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 very powerful topic for you today. We're going to talk about this subject that everybody has experienced, that everybody has in life. It's called a problem. Seems like we all got problems. No matter who you talk to, no matter where you go in the world, no matter how you're doing in life, there's always seemed to be a problem. And before we begin, I want to check and make sure that my sound is okay. So just waiting for a thumbs up from the wife here to make sure that the sound is okay before we continue. Because, okay, we've got the thumbs up saying the sound is okay, so we will continue to rock and roll. You know, some days the sound is good and then some days it's not. So we kind of have to kind of, you know, go with the flow. So today we're talking about how to regain control of your life and the results that you have in your life by identifying, embracing, and monetizing your flaws. Not just strength, your flaws. Excuse me. Let me say that again. This show today is one of these shows that it's going to be an introduction to a series that I'm doing or have done. And I decided to put it together into a nice little package for you. So that way, again, like everything else, I'm monetizing my problem. So I'm leading by example. So problems are purposeful roadblocks offering beneficial lessons to enhance your mental capacity or strength. Now, let me say that again. I've been teaching in my Clarinomics program, and I've been emphasizing with my Clarinomic members in my group that once we identify the patterns, which is a problem, to replace that pattern with a new life-sustaining pattern. The issue or the concern that I am seeing now is that I think that most people must maximize the problem before transforming it. What does that mean? In other words, if you have a problem, don't seek to leave the problem. Example, children of Egypt out in the desert, they didn't have no meat. They kept crying and praying for meat. God gave them meat. He gave them so much meat that they became sick. Then they stopped wanting meat. Let's translate that to today. You got a problem, so you want to solve your problem. So I recommend to do what I'm going to share with you today. And again, the step-by-step procedures of how to do that is going to be a part of my course entitled, again, how to identify and maximize your problems, how to monetize your problems. See, most people don't understand that problems are patterns and patterns are power. So you got a pattern right now that is producing negative results in your life and you're trying to overcome or rescind it. For example, let's say you're a drug addict. Now, would you not state, is there anybody who would not state or would not say that being a drug addict is a problem? Now, the problem is the drug addict takes their pattern and they're using their pattern of being very obsessive or are very over-possessive. What if they were very over-possessive about helping homeless people? Would that be a problem? So drug addiction is the fact that we are addicted to something that society says we should not be addicted to. So the problem is that it is only negative because somebody told you it was negative. Let's say if you was in Sweden or Amsterdam, I think it's Amsterdam, where marijuana is legal. Everybody just walk around. You know, you can go into those shops on the street. Same thing with prostitution. Over there, it's legal. Now, if you got a porn problem, you got a porn addiction, in America, that's a problem. In Amsterdam and Sweden, that's an asset. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Problems are only problems because somebody told you it's a problem. Now, you got a problem that's in your own head. It's not a problem. In fact, it's a pattern. The only problem is, are guns a problem? In America, they want to pass these gun control laws because I've heard people look me in the eye and tell me that guns kill people. Now, I love guns. I'm an avid gun owner. I went to the military. I learned how to shoot guns. Man, if you don't own a gun, God bless you. Guns are the greatest thing since sliced bread. But yet people hate guns. And I've never, ever, 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 I'm waiting for somebody to show me a video give me some visual proof of a gun jumping off a shelf and loading itself and going out and shooting somebody. I'm waiting. I'm begging. I am pleading for somebody to show me that problem. Because it's not a problem. It's only a problem because some fool said it is a problem. Guns are not a problem. People who use guns incorrectly is the damn problem. There is no such thing as a problem. Problems, again, are purposeful roadblocks offering beneficial lessons to enhance your mental strength. But since we don't want to improve our mental capacity, we rather wallow in our earthen decomposing state instead of elevating to our spiritual destiny. See, rather than seeing problems as burdensome forces of opposition, we should see problems as opportunities to learn and grow and to improve. So I am looking for people with problems because problems are patterns and patterns are power. The more problems you got, the more power you got. The more power you got, the more money you got. The only problem is nobody has taught you how to monetize your problem. Since you've not been taught how to monetize your problem, like me, you're running around, man. Oh, man. I don't know if you get it. I'm going to try not to get excited today. I'm a little amped up today. Man, I've been sick for damn near 2 weeks. I don't know what the hell's going on. Now, as I was sitting here this morning, meditating, thinking, pondering, rolling over the deeper things of life, I'm saying, why is this problem hanging around? And the universe slapped me upside the head with the spiritual 2x4. And it said, Negro, identify the problem. Embrace the problem. Monetize the problem. I'm trying to pay you because you said that you wanted, you needed some money so you can pay off some bills, so you can do some things, and I'm sending you the money. I'm saying, I'm sick. And the universe is saying, well, how many other fools out there that's sick just like you? So if you can figure out how to override this without going to the doctor and getting antibiotics and getting some this, that, and the other, guess what? You can help somebody else. You can monetize it, but you got to go through the problem. But see, nobody wants to go through the problem. We all want to check out. We want to take the easy way out. Now, trust me, don't get it twisted. After 2 weeks of high fevers and coughing and chunking up all kind of crap, doctor's looking pretty good right about now. But I had to stop and I had to ask the Father, what is going on? I don't get sick, homie. So I realized that this is something that's not the usual. This is the opportunity. Now, remember, when King Solomon asked for wisdom, God gave him a problem. Remember? God said, man, Solomon, I'm so impressed with you, homie. Ask me anything, I give you anything. He said, Father, give me knowledge and wisdom so I can rule these people. He said, okay, 2 women, 1 baby. 2 women walk in and say, the baby's mine. The other woman says, no, king, the baby's mine. King Solomon said, give me a sword. Take the baby and cut it in half. And give each woman half. The real mother said, no, let her have the baby. King Solomon says, yeah, give it to that lady. So you asking for some, see, the more stuff you ask for, the more problems you got. Let me say that again. You think problems are just popping up in your life because of the fact that God is bored? No, you keep ordering problems, brother. You keep ordering problems because problems are purposeful. Now, in the course, now again, this is just the intro. This course is only for people with severe problems. And like everything else, it ain't free. Because, see, I learned how to identify, I learned how to embrace, and I learned how to monetize. Because, see, people only pay for shiznits that they deem important. It's very, very interesting. People don't pay for shiznits that they don't see have no value in. I talk to people every day, and they tell me, Doc, I ain't got no money. And, see, then I see them posted up on Facebook on vacation or driving new car. Or new pair of Air Jordans, or hanging out at the mall, or going out to eat every day. Now, don't get it twisted. I would do the same thing. I don't pay for stuff that don't have no value. You will never see me with a pair of Air Jordans. Never. You can't even give me no damn Jordans. You give me some Jordans, I'm going to go freaking take them to the pawn shop. So anybody that got Jordans that you don't want, give them to me so I can go and exchange them at the pawn shop. I probably only get 10 bucks. So what am I saying? Jordans has no value to me. But yet there's fools in the hood that pay $300. They take their rent money. The children run around with no food, freaking Pampers that they ain't got Pampers for their baby. And I see people in the hood walking around with, I seen this dude, I remember the first time I came to San Antonio, there was this dude that had Jolly Rancher car. I remember looking at my wife and I was like, what the hell? This dude had rims on his car and he had Jolly Rancher all on it. And I'm asking myself, I wonder is he getting paid to be a representative for Jolly Rancher, the candy. Now the car was clean. Don't get me wrong. Now each tire on this dude's car, now the tires and the rims was worth more than the vehicle. Each tire had to be at least $5,000. So that's like $20,000 in rims and tires. He had like 22s, 24s on his thing. Now think. Now I watched this dude drive this car to an apartment complex that one of the most undesirable places to live in the hood. I can go back. I remember growing up as a kid. And I remember riding through Katy, Texas. Don't tell nobody I told y'all. And I remember my own brothers who were older than me. And I remember looking at their cars. And then I remember looking at the house. And the car was worth more than the house. Now, I was dumbfounded. Then I grew up and do the same damn thing. See, if you don't identify the archetype, what is the archetype? Now, remember the word arch means original. The word type means pattern. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, right now, you got an archetype. And I've been teaching and sharing with you to identify that archetype and then replace it. I may have made a mistake. How about we identify the archetype, the pattern, your negative. Now, I said the word negative very loosely because who told you it was negative? See, I even bought into the lie. So, I have to admit that maybe, I may have made a mistake. The mistake being, who told you that your pattern was negative? So, I just assumed, just like you. So, let's say, like me, my problem. What's my problem? Well, my problem is I'm a nice guy. My problem is I love everybody. My problem is I got people that take my course. I work out payment plans. I'm a nice guy. Sometimes they pay me. Sometimes I don't. My wife's telling me, you can't go to Walmart and tell Walmart, I'm going to pay you next month for my groceries. And then you take your groceries home. And then you pay Walmart next week. No, that's not how it works. You can't go down to the water company and tell them, hey, leave my water on. I'm going to use the water, but I'm not going to pay you. So my wife was like, that's not how you run a successful business, honey. I said, yeah, but I love people. I just want to help everybody. Kumbaya, let's go hug some trees and save some whales. Well, unfortunately, that business don't pay bills. So I can either try to change who I am or I can embrace who I am and monetize it. So before, let me make sure I'm crystal clear now because, see, I'm going to teach you how to do what I've had to learn how to do. I had to identify and realize that, hey, okay, problems are not necessarily problems. They are purposeful. There's a purpose. So there's a reason why God designed me the way that he designed me. So am I going to try to redesign? Am I honestly saying, God, I like you. You're off the chain. But I think you don't really know what the hell you're doing. So I'm going to redesign what you designed. Because you see, God, I think you made a mistake. See, that's what people do when we go out and we, like, we black folks, they do the whole Michael Jackson thing. You know, I don't know if Michael Jackson had a skin problem or not. All I know is he bleached his skin. I know one day he was a black man. Then when he got older, he was a white man. Pretty much. He was light-skinned, brother. So now I see women go out. You ever see, you know, like women go out and they do breast implants. They got booty implants. They do all this stuff. And they are enhancing their original design. Now, people tell me nothing's wrong with that. Now, don't get it twisted. Back in the day, if somebody could have told me that was, say, method by which I could increase my height and my muscle mass so that I could play in the NFL and play football, I would have sold both cojones to be able to do that. So I'm no different. I'm just trying to express, expose, and expand to you today the mistake that I made, like yesterday. What mistake was that, Doc? The mistake that I made was I bought into the lie that said my pattern is the damn problem. The pattern is not the problem. How I'm using it is a problem. See, drug addicts don't have a problem. Drug addicts are just obsessed over the wrong thing. How about you find somebody that's hooked on marijuana, somebody that's hooked on heroin, somebody that's hooked on meth? How about they get hooked on purpose? Do you know how effective that fool would be? So don't change the pattern. Change what the pattern is hooked on. In other words, drive a different vehicle. Instead of being hooked on marijuana, how about you get hooked on exercise? Yeah, how about we do that? How about instead of you being hooked on abusing your body with drugs, how about you get hooked on abusing your body with salad and alkalinity and healthy choices and healthy food? How about we do that? Instead of us saying that we're bad people, instead of us saying that you're a sinner, how about we take the sin? See, it's only a sin because some fool told you it was a sin. Now, let me make sure that I'm crystal clear. Because, see, everything that we say is negative, what do we get it from? Do you really think that's negative? Now, it could be and it could not. I'm just saying. See, it is only negative because somebody told you it was negative. So the pattern is there. It's permanent. So we can ignore the pattern and replace it, or we can embrace the pattern and monetize it. I'm going to embrace my pattern that everybody says is negative, and I'm going to monetize that sucker. See, I've already been doing it, but I just didn't know I was doing it. That's why patterns are power. See, you can go around and you can try to rewrite what God has already did. You can try it. I've been trying it for 50 plus years. And since I have not succeeded, I just decided to monetize it. So I need to teach you a deeper truth. Now, again, there's no way I can go through each letter of the word. So that's a whole separate course, like all my courses, $100. As soon as I get it finished, I will make it available so that way you can pick it up. Why? I'm looking for people with problems. I want people that got deep, dark problems. The deeper and the darker and the dirtier the problem, the more money you got. Because everybody hates child molesters. Just dirty molesters. Any molesters out there? Now, I would agree that being a child molester is negative or bad. Would you agree with that? I would agree. People tell me, especially when I worked in the prison system, like, I don't know why, them suckers got their own code. They like, yeah, you don't want to go to prison and you're a child molester. You're a dead man. It's just a rap. So instead of killing them, which is what we do now, how about we take the pattern? Now, a child molester, and I'm not trying to endorse it. I'm trying to find something that's ugly, heinous. I'm trying to find something that everybody can agree upon. Is like, take him in the backyard and shoot him, Doc. Now, most people I know, a grown man attracted to a little boy. Now, I would find that offensive. Would you not? Don't you think that that's offensive? That's a problem, is it not? So if they brought that dude to me, and he's attracted to little boys. He has a desire to put his hands on little boys. Now, we got a problem. That's what most people say. See, problems are actually patterns, and patterns are actually power. So this person actually has power. The pattern is being used negatively. So he has a power that makes him attracted. So we need to find out, why is his power producing a particular pattern, a wave of vibration that is actually causing harm instead of causing help? Now, if you go to, I've never met, and this is, now you can do the research yourself. People who abuse were themselves abused. Now, every once in a while, one slips through the crack, but I haven't met one. Maybe you have. But if you go back to the molester's childhood, you will find out that that sucker was molested himself or herself. So what we got to do is we got to make sure, just like they do with alcoholics, just like they do with gamblers, just like they do with, rapists, just like they do with murderers, we got to find out that, okay, for some reason or another, this power, this pattern has been used for negative events. So we got to find out the archetype. We got to go back to the arc, which means the original, type, which means pattern. And if we sit that individual down, and if we probe, if we analyze, if we ask the right questions, and if we go through the acronym for the word power, we will find the solution. So we sit down, and if we purposefully, if we're not arrogant, if we're not cocky, if we're not pointing the finger, if we're not accusatory, if we can take our ego out of it, and if we could purposefully, now this is hard, purposefully, purposefully. So problems are purposeful roadblocks offering beneficial lessons to enhance mental strength. So this individual is actually, instead of enhancing his mental strength, he's destroying it. So we got to sit down, or I would sit down, and I would go through this acronym for this word problem, and I would help this individual to identify the original. All the way back, somewhere in his childhood, somebody touched him inappropriately. That made him feel ashamed. And so now something happened. His shame has been magnified. And now his shame has taken on its own pattern. And now he's using that shame. He's hiding behind that shame. Instead of monetizing that shame is destroying him. Now, it goes a lot deeper than that. Not only in addition to the shame, we got to find out that when that happened to him, he took ownership of it. So we got to understand, like when I was a little kid, just like when anybody else was a little kid, the person that was in a position of power was supposed to protect you, and they didn't. It's not your fault. I remember the first time somebody told me that, and then they just kept saying it's not your fault, and I just kept crying. And you guys know the story. So we have to go through and find out what went wrong that made the pattern more powerful. In other words, we have to identify where in the person's psyche, where in the person's life, where in the person's mem. Now, the danger in doing this is, modern therapy says to go back, find that original archetype and embrace it, and then stop. You don't do nothing. You just go back and talk about it. You just empower it. You just bring it back up, and then you send the person home, or you give them some medication. Well, that dog don't hurt, because the only thing you did was just reinforce the pattern. I'm suggesting once we find the pattern, we put the pattern on its purpose. So a person who has a natural disposition, a God-given design to be obsessive. Now, I have a God-given design to be compassionate. Now, the world, or at least when I was in the hood, they told me that dog don't hunt. And so I went from being, as we guys talked about, now remember, the 12 archetypes, according to Carl Jung, and I went from being a caregiver to being the ruler. You guys remember when we discussed that? So I tried to change my God-given design. That's what's happening to you. Now, you may not remember it, excuse me, but my job is to help you identify your original, not the one you got now. See, more than likely, you changed your pattern. And now you lost your power because the pattern you changed to is not your original. Because you think the original pattern is negative. That's what they told me. I don't know. I can only speak for myself. So this is what the father told me. Because, see, I have been trying not to be that dude. Why? Everybody tell me that dude's a punk. You can't be no nice guy. Are you serious? Nice guys get their ass whooped. Nice guys finish last. You can't be no compassionate dude. You got to be the hero, homie. So I was like, yeah, I want to be the hero. So I changed my God-given design. But can a leopard change his spots? I'm a pause. I want you to ponder that question. That's a deep one right there. Let me ask the question again. Can a leopard or a cheetah? Cheetah got more spots than a leopard. Can a cheetah change his spots? Anybody seen a cheetah that can do like a lizard and change his freaking color? Let me say it again. Oh, I got a better one for you. Anybody seen a vegetarian lion? Can lions stop eating meat? Let me pause. Let me register. Because, see, that's what modern society is telling you to do. That's what I've been teaching. Let me apologize. I was wrong. Now, see, I'm a man. If I make a mistake, I'm going to come on the show, and I'm going to tell you. So, everybody, I made a mistake. The mistake I made was I've been teaching people to find their negative habit pattern. And now I took out the word negative. I realized that was wrong. So I've been teaching people to find their pattern. It's not that it's negative. Because we say it's negative because we listen to some knucklehead that told us. So I've been teaching people how to find their BS, their belief system. Now, it may not be negative. It's a good one. But is it the original one that you was born with? I'm going to put all my money, ain't very much, but I'm going to put all of it on the fact that I guarantee you that you're not operating your original design. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this show. You would already be wealthy, healthy, wise. You was designed to be wealthy. You was designed to be healthy. You was designed to be wise. You was designed to be in a toe-curling relationship, designed. You came out the womb a priest, and somebody told you you was a peasant. You came out the womb a king, and they told you you was a servant. When others saw a shepherd boy, God saw a king. There is no pact between lions and men. Who they have told you that you was a human? The word is not in the King James Bible nowhere. Don't believe me? Go look and try it. Find the word human in the Bible. It doesn't exist. Not that I'm a Bible thumper. But there's a lot of Bible thumpers out there. So what am I saying? I'm saying that you exchange your celestial pattern for a terrestrial pattern. Big mistake, homie. So now we got to find your original archetype. So now I'm teaching something new. What are you teaching, Doc? I'm teaching you to embrace your flaws, homie. I'm teaching you to embrace your problems. Fall in love with them suckers, then ride them, because that is your ticket to wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. So what are you saying, Doc? Well, I want to teach people with problems how to, number one, problems are purposeful roadblocks. Purposeful roadblocks. Offering, but you got to take the offering. Beneficial lessons to enhance mental strength. Anybody want to enhance their spiritual power, your mental strength? If so, you need to sign up for my life optimization program yesterday. See, I did the Clarinomics program, and it's doing great. But most of the people in the Clarinomics program, they just found their negative habit pattern. And again, I use the word negative very loosely, because now I'm finding out that the pattern is not negative. You know that everybody in the Clarinomics program, they found, we found, we went through, and I could bring everybody on this program, especially like, I know Brother Rome wouldn't mind me sharing this, especially like somebody like Brother Roman. You know, but me and Brother Roman, we've been rocking for a long time. Somebody like, even like, say like Sister Ellen or Dr. Span, Sister Seda, all of these people are members of the Clarinomics program. And all of these people that are members of the Clarinomics program, they all have identified something. And what they have identified is that their life is cyclical. Like the four seasons. And this pattern, this cycle that they're in, is like the seasons. Like, we don't know. We can't control the weather. At least I can't. I don't know about you. Like, I don't have no say-so when the winter shows up. Winter just kind of shows up. So I can't control the pattern. But there's power in it. So, excuse me. I can ride the power of the pattern instead of trying to change it. Now, I've been doing that, but I thought I had changed my pattern. Then I realized I didn't really change my pattern. I just embraced my pattern and I monetized it. So now I get paid for being a nice guy. Now, before, I got paid by Facebook likes and flirting. That was my pattern. So I would flirt with, and I didn't even know it. And I used to ask my wife all the time. And I used to get a little angry because every time I went to the store or go out in public, I got hit on by gay dudes. Every time I go somewhere, even now, I go somewhere and there's this dude looking at me trying to make eye contact. I go to the gym and I'm like, what is this dude looking at me? Like, what am I doing wrong that I'm attracting gay dudes? And then, you know, I had this conversation with one of my gay friends a long time ago. And I have to keep reminding myself because it keeps happening. Now, remember, don't try to change the pattern. Monetize it. So I asked this guy who's flaming. I'm talking about flaming. He had this big old house, pool party. I remember when I crashed and burned, he called me and said, hey, Doc, you need any help, bro? You know where I live at. And, you know, like, now he's a nice dude. So I remember asking him, okay, why do you like me? He said, because you like us. I'm like, yeah, I do. He's like, yeah. We can sense, we can tell. And I remember in the prison system, all of the Caucasian inmates, that's a true story. Let me show you the power patterns, brothers. Even though, because in the prison system, you know, the black guards take care of the black inmates, white guards take care of the white inmates, Hispanic guards take care of Hispanic inmates. There ain't no Asians in prison, so there ain't no Asian guards. Don't believe me? Go to prison. You will not find no Asians in American prison. Now, the question you should be asking yourself is why? Because Asians own businesses. People who own business don't go to prison. Pimp the game. Go to the hood. Who owns the stores in the hood? People from India and people from the Asians. Only people who don't have business, don't have economic worth and value, they go to prison because you don't have a place in the economic world. Now, that's another study for another time. But let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. So the white guards, they liked me. I'm sorry, not the white guards, the white inmates. The white guards didn't like me, but the white inmates did. Now, I tried to act hard, and the black inmates was pissed off. And so the black inmates would say, hey, yo, Doc, what's up, man? You're sympathetic to the white inmates. So you know what that means? Now, you guys have heard the story, but the reason I'm telling the story, because your pattern is your resonance. Your pattern has nothing to do with your behavior. Your pattern has nothing to do with what you say. Your pattern has to do with what you vibe. That's your pattern. That's power. You can't change that, homie. You can't change that. Now, you can mask it. You can do exactly what I did. You know what the white inmates told me? They said, we know that you married to a white woman. That's why you take care of white people. Now, them suckers, I never wore my wedding ring because they told us in the academy, don't do that. Because if you do, they're going to take that ring and blankety blank, blank, blank. So you can't wear jewelry and ring, not the Supermax. And you can go to the country club, federal prisons and do that crap. But you can't go to no Supermax prison because whatever you take in there, they're going to use to freaking put around your neck. So they told me, so I asked them, how did y'all know, man? Now, y'all know that my first wife is white. And so the inmates taught me everything that I know. The head of the black gang, the dude from Chicago, I'll never forget this dude. He was head of the Black Panthers in the prison. This dude sat me down and he told me, Raj, you got to get up out of here, dude, because you're going to get killed. The head of the black gang called me in to his office. He ran the whole prison. He was an inmate from Chicago, was in Supermax prison in the penitentiary of New Mexico in Santa Fe, freaking ran every prison from his cell in New Mexico, ordering hits on people all over the country. Another study for another time. You know what he told me? Doc, you got to get up out of here, bro. I said, why? Because you are a caregiver. Now, how does fool know that? Now, remember my archetype, my original desire. Now, the word archetype means original. The word type means pattern. Now, remember, patterns are power. Now, we're talking about, again, if you got a problem, that means you got a pattern. And if you got a pattern, you need to find it, you need to embrace it, and you need to monetize it. Stop trying to change it. I made a mistake. I'm wrong. I apologize. I should have never told nobody to try to change their damn pattern because you can't. God designed you that way. No man has the right to override what God instituted. Now, I'm not talking about no learned behavior. I'm not talking about no traits. I'm not talking about no talent. I'm not talking about no skill. I'm not talking about something you learned and you picked up in freaking high school or blah, 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 blah. That dog don't hunt. Even with my own children, I remember my son, BJ. BJ was one of the archetypes. He is one of the archetypes that we talk about called the rebel. This little dude came out the womb defying authority. I remember he used to look at me and I said, BJ, go wash the dishes, man. What? So me and BJ used to go round and round. So I tried to change BJ's pattern. Can't do it. BJ, a grown-ass man right now. Guess what? BJ is still a rebel. No matter how much I beat him, no matter what I did to try to change his God-given design, you cannot change it, brothers. You cannot change it. So you damn well embrace it and freaking monetize it. I made a mistake by trying to change my son's pattern. Who the hell put me in charge? Who the hell told me I was God? I'm walking around here. I remember I've been trying to change people. Who told me people need to be changed? What made you think you need to be? What's wrong with you? We all been lied to, man. Ain't nothing wrong with nobody. You got a pattern. Just focus that pattern on positive things, purposeful. Don't focus the pattern on drugs. Don't focus the pattern on little boys or little girls. Don't focus that pattern on robbing and pillaging and destroying things. God gave you a design. It's called a diakonia. It's called a purpose. So now that we understand that problems are patterns and patterns are power, you have to identify your pattern. That's what the Diakonia report is for. Now, when I did mine and I've done yours, I have what is called a life optimization chart. Now, out of everything that I'm the most thankful for, the most proud of, is number one, my 600-page Diakonia report. If there's anybody listening to the sound of my voice that don't have that, please email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. You got to have this because this shows you your pattern. Now, you already know it, but the problem is you don't see it. So you got to see it. See, once you see it, even after you get your diakonia report, it's still difficult to see. Now, you got to remember that your diakonia report, your pattern is a roadblock. Right now, you see it as a problem. At least, I don't know about you, but I saw myself as a problem because I'm a 33. And then I'm a 6. Then I'm a 3 and a 3. And then, then I'm a 9. These are the all threes. So I, all my life, hated myself. Why? I can't keep a job. Why? My brain don't turn off. Why? Because I got ideals. Why? Because I'm a 3. Why? Because God designed me that way. Why? Because he wanted to. The universe did. So I just asked the 7 wives. So all my life, brother, all my life, sister, I've been hating myself because I'm not like my older brother, Glenn. He's been on the same job for 30 years. In the 30 years that my brother has one job, I've had 63, still counting, 63 jobs. Yeah, went, applied, worked, whether I worked a week or a year. 60 freaking 3 jobs. How the hell? And I was ashamed. I remember I almost put a bullet in my head because of the fact that I couldn't change. So I thought that was a problem. Now I get paid to do what? I create a new course freaking every day. This one is one of them. Yesterday I created one called the Blood Gods. Day before that I created one that was a Father's Day special. Day before that I created another. Tomorrow I'm having another special. Why? That is my design. I'm a creative communicator. So all my life I've been trying not to be creative. Because somebody told me you're supposed to go to school, get a job, get a house, have 2.5 kids, them the driveway, and just do the same shitness every day. Get up, go to a boring-ass job, and come home. That's what I've been trying to do. Man, I ain't designed like that. So I ain't going to freaking do it. Pardon my French. And thankfully, I found somebody that understands that. My wife told me, hey, I ain't trying to change you, brother. I don't care how you bring in some money. Just bring it in. What? You mean to tell me? Now, I don't know if you understand that. Let me tell you the secret to relationships. You better find somebody that loves you for you. It ain't trying to change you. If you're with somebody and the thing I come out to your mouth is, okay, we can be together if. That's when you know, pack your shizness and get the beep out. When they say if, you exit stage left. If you're with somebody that can't love you for you, for your pattern, because I'm telling you, after damn near 60 years of trying to change, bump that, homie. I ain't trying to change. I'm going to be myself. I love me some me. Now, it took me 60 years to get here. Damn near 60 years. But now that I'm here, I ain't leaving. Problems, again, are purposeful roadblocks. So God put these roadblocks in my life. Now, I bumped my head up against this wall over and over and over. Hopefully, you're not as I talked about. I haven't met nobody that is as dense and that is as hard-headed, and that is as stubborn, and that is as slow as I am. So if I can figure it out, man, everybody else, y'all good. Trust me. They don't make them as slow as me. Trust me. You think you got some issues? But I got some issues. I got some deep issues. But these issues were purposeful. There was a reason that God sent me through, God, the universe, whatever. I just use God as a term. Hopefully you guys are not offended by it. But I'm just simply saying that my life has been, events happened in my life to try to get me to this place where I'm at right now. What place are you at right now, Doc? I am at the place right now where if I got $1 million, I'm happy. If I'm $1 million in debt, I'm happy. Why? What is money? Money is something that somebody put value on. So let me make sure you understand this. So there is something called diamonds. Now, they get diamonds out of the dirt. And we say they're worth value. We do. The moment somebody takes the value away from diamonds and put it on, you know, something else, diamonds will be of no value. So the definitions are established by society. And society says certain things are good, certain things are bad. Society says that people, Caucasians, are better than, you know, African Americans. So I don't care where you go. Now, this is, again, if you don't believe me, there's a book called Powernomics by Dr. Claude, what's his name, Claude Black, something Black. Over the entire globe, anywhere there is Black people, people of melanated skin, hue, they own less than 1% of the GDP or the economics or the wealth of that country. Anywhere on the globe, less than 1%. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, but let me make sure you understand what that means. Now, I'm not no race dude, but again, the facts speak for themselves. That this is a pattern. The pattern is that if you got dark skin, you have no economic worth and no economic value. And you feel that or sense that whether you believe it or not, because that's the vibe. That's the frequency. That's the wave that is unconscious. It's not spoken. But if you're a Black man or a Black woman, go to corporate America. Now, when I was in corporate America, I was at all of the corporate meetings and the board meetings. I was always the only one, only Black male in there. There was Black females, but there wasn't too many of those either. But I was always the only Black male. I was the first Black African-American hired at the police department that I worked at. I was the first Black to work in a Supermax prison. I was the first Black. Everywhere I went, I remember I was always the first Black. Now, that is a problem, is it not? But there was a purpose that roadblock exists. And African-American people, we are missing the purpose. We're too busy fighting and arguing over race instead of making ourselves of value. Now, let me tell you the secret to life. People don't respect a lot of shizness. But one thing I know that the people respect, especially Caucasians, is this thing called money. So Black man, Black woman, until you create something of value, you ain't worth shizness. Let me put it this way. Until you have something of monetary value. Now, I've talked about this before. It's on my website. This is what Clarinomics is doing. Now, this is for all people. Number one, you got to have a superior relationship with yourself. In other words, find your pattern, fall in love with it, and stop freaking being ashamed of it or trying to change it. But Will, what's your pattern? Wait, I'm a compassionate, creative communicator. So I didn't want to be compassionate because they, you know, in the hood, compassion get your ass whooped. Now I don't care. I'm compassionate, dude. That's the way I am. Now, some people say, they accuse me, hey, Brother Will, your compassion is, you know, you're flirting, man. You leave one. Okay, if I see a female or a male, now this is what get me in trouble with the gay community, as I found out. If I see a dude, now I didn't know that. If I see a guy in the gym that got bigger muscles than me, I tell him, hey, dude, do what you work out, man. What do you eat? What do you do? Just ask questions. But because, now remember, as I told you before, men, if you want to always have female companionship, do one thing. Listen to what they say. Give them the freaking right to speak and have a freaking opinion. I don't know why I do that and people like it. That's why I always have customers, because I listen. When I do one-on-ones with people, I listen to what they say during their one-on-ones. I listen. I let them talk, and I let them have the right to have a freaking opinion. And I don't try to change it. I try to help them to see it, to monetize it, to embrace it, to basically see how they can use it. I ain't trying to change nobody. So I don't do therapy. I'm not telling people there's nothing wrong with you. No, I'm just telling you that there's a way that God has designed you. And for you, fall in love with it and stop fighting yourself. Stop hurting yourself. So you big-boned it. You got to free up your pounds. Why are you trying to lose weight? I tell my wife, say, well, honey, I want this. No, you look, hell, you look good. Women, if you skinny, you banging, girl, do you. If you are overweight, according, who the hell, who made the damn standard anyway? I don't know, women, I don't know why y'all do this. I don't know. I'm sure I understand. I see women walk around with heels on, and they take them heels off, and their feet are red. Why y'all do that? I've seen women put on makeup for an hour. Why y'all do that? I seen women, especially Black women, they go in and they get all this crap done on their hair. They put in weaves and they walk around and their hair itches, this, that, and the other. They are in pain. For what? You mean to tell me you're going to walk around in pain? Now they got this stuff. What they call them? I've got my wife had, she tried it a couple of times. It's called a waist enhancer or some crap like that. They put this thing on their waist freaking can't even breathe so that way their stomach can look slimmer. Why y'all do that? Man, if you don't find a dude that like you, be whether you got a big stomach or a little stomach, whether you got big chichis or little chichis, whether you got a big butt or no butt, who cares? Man, you better find somebody that like you for the way that you are. Oh, this hoop jumping, y'all. I'm too old to jump through hoops. So now I've fallen in love with my pattern. So I'm a short, black, dark, black man. So I ain't trying to be tall no more. I ain't trying to be light-skinned no more. I ain't trying to pray for blonde hair and blue eyes anymore. I ain't trying to be something that I'm not. I'm in love with me. So I highly recommend, brother, I highly recommend, sister, that you fall in love with you. Because that's how you monetize your problem when it ceases to be a problem. So I am recommending and I am looking for people who want to monetize their problem. I want people who want to find it. I want you to embrace it. And then we're going to write, you're going to get paid for it. So I get paid to flirt. Now, I don't think telling somebody who has green eyes that you have green eyes, I don't think that's flirting. Now, some people say that is. So I ain't trying to change. If people got a problem with that, hey, bump you, bro. Sis, I feel sorry for you. I ain't changing. I'm not apologizing for who I am anymore. I don't want you. I got a wife already. I ain't gay. I don't sleep with dudes. So I'm not trying to hit on you, bro. You got big muscles. And I tell you got big muscles. That don't mean that I want you to follow me home. Now, some people can misscrew that, whatever. Is it my problem? No, you got the problem. Not you personally, but whoever got the problem. So people are going to do that to you. Now, I used to have a problem with my wife because my wife is a workaholic. When I met her, I tried to change her. I said, babe, now she's a 22. Now, I don't know if you know anything about 22s. 22s are master builders. 22s are twos and fours. They are peaceful. Now, the two is a peaceful phlegmatic. And the four is a spiritual worker. So that means they're peaceful. My wife likes a peaceful environment so she can work hard. Now, I told her, I said, hey, now she is the backbone of her church. She's the backbone of her. She's the best person on her, at her supervisor's job. She's the best employee there. But people don't treat her like that because why? She's a peaceful person. She's the most hardest worker in the church. Volunteers for freaking everything. Don't get the respect, at least in my opinion, or the admiration or the rewards that she does or that she should receive, even from me. Sometimes I take her for granted. Why? Because she's consistent. She's stable. She ain't got to be told to do stuff. She just does it automatically. Sometimes I think her children take her for granted. Our children take her for granted. So I said, hey, baby, you got to speak up. You got to do this, that, and the other. She said, no, that's not me, honey. I just go to work, do my thing. So now I've learned to support her as she work instead of trying to talk her out of working. That's the way God designed her. Who am I to come into her life and tell her, oh, you're a flawed vessel? No, I'm the flawed vessel to think that I'm supposed to be telling other people what to do. So now I've learned, and I want to help you to learn what I've learned. What have I learned? I've learned that I have a pattern. This pattern that keeps redoing itself like the four seasons. I have a summer. I have a spring. I have a fall. And I have a winter. In wintertime, I can't be going outside with T-shirt on and shorts. So spiritually speaking, in your spiritual winter, you can't do what you spiritually do in the summer or the fall or the spring. You have to understand your cycles, brothers. You have to understand your cycles. So that's what I'm teaching now. I'm teaching how to identify your cycle. Now, a lot of people's cycle has been deemed by society as a problem. So now the first thing we've got to do is we've got to get rid of the negative stigmatism that's attached to you. Because let's say you're very, very naturally slim. So everybody tell you, like, oh, you need to eat. No, that's the way God designed me. Let's say you got a few extra pounds. You're naturally, big boned. Some people going to tell you that, oh, you need to go on a treadmill. No, God designed me. So what am I saying? All I'm simply saying is that I want people who have problems. So that way I can help you learn what I've learned. What have I learned? Your problem is actually your pattern. That pattern is actually your power. So stop fighting yourself, because the only thing that's keeping you from being wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship is you. And the reason is because there's an underlying vibe that you have that you are using in the wrong area. I cannot, if I'm a five and I'm a free spirit, I cannot go to the military, into an organization that is very authoritative, and tell them, I don't want to wear a uniform, I don't want to shave, I don't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go on a formation run. I want to be free. No. You take your free loving behind and you get your ass out of the military and you go be free over Jinder somewhere. I am saying take your pattern and put it in the right place. Right now, you're taking your pattern like I did and you're using it in the wrong place. And so just like when a snake comes into my house, I have to kill it. Not because I don't like snakes, but because the snake is in the wrong environment. You are in the wrong environment, brother. You are in the wrong environment, sister. You take your peace-loving, free spirit, hugging tree, saving the world behind, and you get out of the military, and you go join the Peace Corps or do something else where your talent and your skills and your purpose can be exemplified instead of demonized. Right now, you've been demonized because you're in the wrong environment. Get out of that place, man. You with somebody that demonize you, everything you do is wrong? Man, leave that fool. Go find somebody that will embrace and fall in love with you. Stop being fake, Brother Will. Be original or die a copy. Brothers and sisters, this is just the introduction. Because after everything that I've said today, now how do you do it? How do you take your purposeful roadblock that is offering you this beneficial lesson? How do you enhance your mental strength or your spiritual strength? How do you do that? You do that by identifying it, embracing it, monetizing it. Monetize your pattern, because your pattern is power. Stop trying to change who you are. If you're a rebel, be the best damn rebel on the planet. If you're a creator, be the best freaking creator on the planet. If you're a lover, love everybody and their grandmother. I don't care if they call you a slut, call you this, and I don't mean because you love somebody. Do you know there's five types of love? You got brotherly love. Ain't nobody talking about no sensual, strange love. I'm talking about if you honestly love somebody the way you love your brother or your sister and everybody else, think that you, oh man, you this, that, no, who cares? You know, God knows. Keep loving. Why? That's your pattern. People are going to demonize your pattern. People are going to demonize your pattern. People are going to demonize your pattern because they don't understand it, because your pattern is power. People are going to see your power and they're going to say it's demonic. People are going to see your power and they are going to say it's demonic, because people are afraid of what they don't understand. You better understand you. Otherwise, you're going to demonize you and you're going to be like I was. Walking around here broke, busted, and disgusted because you don't like yourself. And still, you're trying to go get a job. I tried 63 freaking times to be something that I'm not. 63 times, man. Oh, I don't even know how y'all know, if y'all even know what that feels like. So you will not find my black ass working a no job. I tried 63 times. Now I'm free. I ain't going back to Egypt. I don't want you to go back either. Brothers and sisters, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, Doc, I need to be part of this life optimization course, which is, again, the Clarinomics that's just been rebranded and upgraded. Because why? We are changing lives with the power of purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you. Still dreaming. They are still
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just. I see.
Still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.